This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Remember, this is the show.
We're changing people's lives.
That's what happens out here on this show. And we're about to get to Medal of Honor Monday. Look, it's that or it's Dome.
I love Venn diagrams. So I just do. Whenever you're dealing with conflict, pull out a Venn diagram, right? And so, you know, the three circles. And so I asked my team, right? They're
I'm
fantastic.
The three circles? You know what? Forget about it. Anyway, every Monday at this time, we do Medal of Honor Monday. For you new listeners, this is what it is. It's not complicated. It's certainly nothing I've done. When somebody earns the Medal of Honor through an act of heroism, they do a write-up called a citation. They just simply write up what the person did. Every person who's ever won one has a citation. As a side note, the citations that are pre-World War II, very bland, very crappy. They just didn't put the time into it. And then when World War II, the propaganda machine picked up good propaganda where we really wanted to honor these people, they started actually putting time and effort into describing what the human being did. So you'll notice from World War II on, they're much, much better. But every single guy who's ever earned one has got a citation on there. They're all available free online, multiple websites. This is something you can and should do with your kids, your little league team, your Sunday school, your school. It's non-political. I don't care if you're a teacher in government schools. You can have a Medal of Honor Day. You don't have to give me credit for it. I didn't earn the Medal of Honor. Have your own Medal of Honor time with your people. What's important is not just honoring the men and their deeds. That is important because unless we remember them, then it's like it never happened. What's important is holding up different things to kids these days as what they should be. They have all kinds of endless filth out there of what they shouldn't be. Hold up what they should be, all right? Unless we're purposeful about that, then we'll never, ever, ever be able to overcome all the cultural rot. And we take email suggestions. Remember, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, and your Medal of Honor suggestions. This one says, Jesse, I spent part of my holiday watching Hacksaw Ridge and the story of Desmond Doss. I casually watched this movie several years ago, but I have a newfound respect and awe of such prolific heroism and intrepidity, my new favorite word, not to mention his personal belief fortitude. Please consider reading this citation on Medal of Honor Monday. Gris is his name. And so, without further ado, let's honor the man who certainly deserves it.
Ready, aim,
fire. Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
This was, he was U.S. Army, World War II in the Pacific. This took place on Okinawa. He was company aid man when the 1st Battalion assaulted a jagged an escarpment 400 feet high. As our troops gained the summit, a heavy concentration of artillery, mortar, and machine gun fire crashed into them, inflicting approximately 75 casualties and driving the others back. PFC Doss refused to seek cover and remained in the fire-swept area with the many stricken, carrying them one by one to the edge of the escarpment and lowering them on a rope-supported litter down the face of a cliff to friendly hands. On the 2nd of May, he exposed himself to heavy rifle and mortar fire in rescuing a wounded man 200 yards forward of the line on the same escarpment, and 2 days later, he treated four men who had been cut down while assaulting a strongly defended cave, advancing through a shower of grenades to within 8 yards of enemy forces in the cave's mouth, where he dressed his comrade's wounds before making four separate trips under fire to evacuate them to safety. On the 5th of May, he unhesitatingly braved enemy shelling and small arms fire to assist an artillery officer. He applied bandages, moved his patient to a spot that offered protection from small arms fire, and, while artillery and mortar shells fell close by, painstakingly administered plasma. Later that day, when an American was severely wounded by fire from a cave, PFC Doss crawled to where he had fallen 25 feet from the enemy position. 25 feet. Rendered aid and carried him 100 yards to safety while continually exposed to enemy fire. On the 21st of May, oh, you didn't think he was done. On the 21st of May, in a night attack on high ground near Shuri, he remained in exposed territory while the rest of his company took cover, fearlessly risking the chance that he would be mistaken for an infiltrating Japanese and giving aid to the injured until he himself was severely wounded in the legs by the explosion of a grenade. Rather than call another aid man from cover, he cared for his own injuries and waited 5 hours before litter bearers reached him and started carrying him to cover. The trio was caught in an enemy tank attack. Remember, this guy's on a litter with blown up legs. The trio was caught in an enemy tank attack, and PFC Doss, seeing a more critically wounded man nearby, crawled off the litter and directed the bearers to give their first attention to the other man. Awaiting the litter bearer's return, he was again struck, this time suffering a compound fracture of one arm. With magnificent fortitude, he bound a rifle stock to his shattered arm as a splint and then crawled 300 yards over rough terrain to the aid station. Through his outstanding bravery and unflinching determination in the face of desperately dangerous conditions, PFC Doss saved the lives of many soldiers. His name became a symbol throughout the 77th Infantry for outstanding gallantry far above and beyond the call of duty. Now, I need to explain a couple things. I know I don't need to add anything to that to make it more jaw-dropping, but there are a couple things I do want you to know. One, they did make that movie Hacksaw Ridge about it, and it is a very, very good movie. In case you've seen the movie and never read the citation, maybe you're saying to yourself, Jesse, he did more in the citation than I saw in the movie. He crawled off the litter. What are you talking about? When they made the movie, they decided what he did was so heroic that it wasn't believable to the audience. So they cut out acts of heroism to make the movie more believable. That's one. Two, I will make this as kid-friendly. You know, I always am going to do a show you can do listen to with your kids, but I do need to explain something because it matters a lot. Okay, so he's up there behind enemy lines. He's up in the up right at the mouth of a cave. Japanese held these caves. By the way, when it said Shuri, they're talking about the Shuri line. It was a line, a defendable line, the Japanese, where they had dug in. It was just a brutal fighting. But these caves, the Japanese were always burying themselves in these caves. There's no way I can put this nicely. If the Japanese got a hold of you, and pulled you into these caves, you were going to pray for death very quickly. There were guys, one of the guys, brave soul, his name was Iggy on Iwo Jima. He was captured and brought into a cave. And, they cut out his eyes, busted out his teeth, broke his arms and legs. They used him for bayonet practice. The Japanese would routinely, if they got a hold of you, they would take forever to kill you. And then they would leave signs on your body, or sometimes they would carve it into your chest. He took a long time to die. They loved torture. And I bring that up because, let me tell you, I never had to fight the Japanese, but torture is one of those things. Being captured and tortured, it is on the mind of anyone who's ever been in combat. If you're facing somebody like the Japanese, it's on your mind at all times because you found your friends mutilated beyond recognition. If you're up there alone, crawling towards the mouth of a cave, and remember, this is a human being. His religion did not allow him to take life. He would not have shot them. He understands if he's discovered, he's about to have his eyeballs cut out. He understands the stakes of if he's discovered, they will split the webbing of his fingers and then split that webbing up to your wrists. That was one of their favorite things to do. What I'm saying is not only was he risking getting shot or blown up, he was risking meeting an end you wouldn't want for your worst enemy. And he did it day after day after day after day. That might be the greatest Medal of Honor citation I've ever read on the show. And I knew the story, and it's jaw-dropping. All right. That's enough of that ugliness. Let's lighten the mood, and let's talk about nuclear war. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC. Yeah.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Who wants a nuclear war? Let's do the... Now, hold on. I have actually had... Before I get into my... nuclear Russia-Ukraine stuff. I have a couple things. I do kind of have breaking news. I'll tell you this. We've been monitoring something for about 20 minutes since it's been going on. I haven't wanted to just run out here and make everybody run around like a chicken with their heads cut off, but journalist Jesse's, it's time for him to do his thing.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
North Korea launched a missile at Japan. Japanese authority. Oh, yes, Chris, at Japan. They launched it at Japan. It was coming right at Japan. Japanese authorities told people, by the way, this has just happened. Like, this is all stuff that has just happened. Japanese authorities told their people to take shelter. They have bomb shelters and things like that. Understandably, after what they went through in the 40s, but they have bomb shelters and things like that in Japan, and people were, yes, hiding in them. It was a ballistic missile. It ended up flying over and past Japanese territory. Now, what exactly that means, I don't know. I'm trying to find all the details. I wanted to make sure a Japanese city didn't go up in flames before I came here on the radio coast to coast and try to scare everybody, especially, I'm sure we have people who have relatives in Japan, family in Japan. I didn't want to come on and say, Japan's about to get nuked. Have a good one. Got to go to break. I wasn't going to do that. So it flew over and past Japan. I know it was a ballistic missile. What does over mean? Was it right over? If you were on your back porch sipping on a sake in Japan, did it blow your hair on the way by? Was it way over? Was it nuclear tipped? Remember, a ballistic missile can have a lot of different warheads on them. It can have no warhead on them. What was it doing? I don't know. Also, I don't know if this was on purpose. Now, obviously, we can assume, given North Korea's history, it was on purpose. I don't have more details. I know everyone's safe right now. I do know it is a scary world we live in, though, no? It is a scary world we live in, which actually brings me to something I've been joking about the whole time. Well, half joking. One, Putin, Vladimir Putin, he's rolling out the nuclear weapons. There are videos now and rumors that sound like confirmed rumors that there are nuclear weapons on a military train on the move. Putin has publicly stated he's more than willing to use nuclear weapons. Very recently, he gave a speech and called us out. He said, America did it twice to Japan. Why shouldn't I be able to do it? Now, I need to, before we get to the joking portion, let's do get to a couple serious things here. By the way, we have Kirk Cameron coming on in 5 minutes. Kirk Cameron. Who didn't watch Kirk Cameron growing up? Anyway, before we get to that. Every nuclear weapon, you should understand as we go into this, every nuclear weapon is not a city killer, right? A state killer. They have nuclear weapons now that can destroy, I mean, by orders of magnitude, more than Hiroshima or Nagasaki. But they also have, and this is actually what scares authorities more if you talk to people who know. I'm not a nuclear expert, but I know a little bit about it, a little bit. What scares them the most now are the tactical nuclear weapons. You hear that word a lot, tactical nuclear weapons. And people throw that out and they never explain themselves. Well, what does that mean? What's a tactical nuclear weapon? A smaller, low-yield nuclear weapon, meaning it's not designed to take out New York City, right? It's not taking out L.A. It's not supposed to take out L.A. It's supposed to be able to travel undetected because it's so small and be used in different situations, like on a battlefield, taking out a grid square, 1,000 meters by 1,000 meters, something along those lines. Russia has very recently, not Putin, but one of his guys, said, I'm very interested in using low-yield nuclear weapons. Now, why do you care about any of this? We'll get to how much you care about Russia, Ukraine in a second, but why do you care? What does any of this have to do with you? Well, you have to remember, we have idiots in charge. We have people running this country, including the Pentagon. They have no earthly idea what they're doing at all. None. And I do mean none. No idea what they're doing. I don't know how that ends, but I do know there's a whole lot of talk like this out of the White House.
I want to say this again. America is fully prepared with our NATO allies to defend every single inch of NATO territory. Every single inch. So, Mr. Putin, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Every inch.
Okay. Maybe you're sitting there cheering. Maybe you're cringing. But if Russia is going to deploy nukes, and then we're going to commit to World War III, all of a sudden, Russia-Ukraine goes from being something you don't care about to something that very much matters to every person walking the earth. All right, you know what? We'll get to more of that after Kirk Cameron and other stuff. I do want to get to a couple emails there. Here, I got this one. Jesse, I heard a shout-out for Biloxi Shrimp Co. on Wednesday's show. I'm from and live in Biloxi. I know the owners. They are an awesome family. It's just cool hearing it on the radio. Love your show and what you're doing. The country needs your voice. Understand, I know you know this, but when I tell you about Biloxi Shrimp Co., it's not just because I don't want you buying any more communist shrimp from places like Vietnam, and that's where 95% of America's shrimp comes from. I didn't know that until I found out. We meet with and we vet everyone who wants to come on and partner with the show. These are genuine America-loving people creating American jobs. And the shrimp is light years better than any of that other crap that gets shipped from clear across the Pacific. It's coming right out of the Mississippi Gulf, man. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 10% off your entire order. BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse. They'll deliver it right to your front door. It's amazing. BiloxiShrimpCo.com, code Jesse.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. By the way, apparently I lied about Kirk Cameron. He didn't call in at all. Good. That's fine, because I'm not finished with my thoughts yet. All right? I have more thoughts about nuclear war. And then we're going to get to some emails, and we'll get to some of the ghoulish hurricane stuff, and making fun of Fauci and the new gay movie that bombed and everything else. But nuclear war. I hope we don't get in one. But I will say this before I get to the nuclear war part. The Russia-Ukraine thing fascinates me. You know, it doesn't fascinate me enough to talk about it. I don't think you care about it enough. I have admitted to you I don't care about it enough, so it's just never going to be a feature on this show. But what I find so fascinating, interesting, horrifying, is how many Democrats are so highly invested in it when they didn't ever mention the word Ukraine to you ever. Prior to that war kicking off. A year ago, they couldn't find Ukraine on a map. They probably still can't. And yet, anytime anybody brings up anything that's not totally pro-Ukraine, they go all in. And it really does show you. It shows you what we've talked about so much that you need to think about them like robots who go up to the hive mind and they plug in their cord. And they get software updates, and that's what they simply believe. That's what they are. Ukraine to them, it's not so, they're not worried about the people or, you know, like we've talked about before. If I ever bring it up, I talk about, man, my heart goes out to the people who've lost their homes and relatives and had your land invaded. I don't give a crap about the leaders of either country or the military. I don't give a crap about most of it. But these people, they don't care about it either. The hive mind, however, told them it's the new thing to care about. And not only did they do it, they're emotionally invested in it. I saw Elon Musk put out something. I don't know. I don't think Elon Musk needs to be heading anybody's diplomacy. He put out some kind of peace plan, whatever. I didn't even read it. But immediately, you know, the Democrats just savaged the guy. Immediately, you're a traitor. You're a pro-Putin. Why do you care so much? I'm honest with you about the things I don't care about. You know that's why I haven't talked about it that much. It just doesn't interest me. I find that fascinating. But that leads me to this. You ever think about how you're going to die one day? Like, the way. How are you going to go? I think that's something that crosses everyone's mind. I'm not weird for that, am I, Chris? I know I'm weird for other things. I'm not weird for that. And when you think about it, there's a long, long, long list of ways you wouldn't want to die. And you're probably going to be on that list somewhere. I mean, the odds say you are. Look, nobody wants to, and this is one of those things, cancer has touched everyone's life. And it's so pervasive. Everyone has loved ones they've lost to it. I certainly have. I know you probably have as well. Not probably, you have. It's touched everyone's life. And I think about that when I watch some of the struggles friends and family have had with it. Man, I don't want to suffer like that, right? So, along those extremely morbid lines, if we are about to get into a nuclear war, it's hard to find a better way to go. Just hear me out, Chris. No, hear me out. Hear me out. No, we'll be fine. We won't get in trouble for that. What, Chris? Yeah, no. You don't want one of the small tactical ones. You want a big one. But let's do keep in mind, if you ever read any of the books, and they're fascinating and horrifying about what happened at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, your body temperature reaches, 1 million degrees in less than a second. It's something like a millisecond. You want to talk about you're here and then boop, you're gone? That's the sound the nuclear bomb makes too. Boop, you're gone? That doesn't sound like the end of the world. So there, how about that? If we're going to be in a nuclear war, we all know how we're going to go. And it's going to be really hot, but it's going to be too fast to feel it. You're going to be in and it's going to be out. All right. Let's do a quick check-in and see how John Fetterman's doing in Pennsylvania.
And first, I just wanted to check in and see how you're feeling and how you're doing.
I'm doing fantastic. And it's not about kicking balls in the authority or anything.
Kicking balls in the authority? No, he's doing great. He's doing great. You got to love it. He's got to give a five-second answer. And even that, he mixes everything up. No, we're seriously, we're doing very well here. Dear Oracle, Dr. Oracle, you are so right. The communists use our values against us. Have you ever noticed how Democrats always seem to get low-T Republicans or former Republicans to endorse them? It's happening right here in North Carolina with Cherry Beasley. Why don't we do the same thing? Okay, let's have a talk. This is going to be a hard one, but look, it's just you and me, right? We can do hard. Democrats, to their credit, how many times have you heard me compliment Democrats? Not often, right? But Democrats, they may be insane. They may be anti-humans, especially modern-day Democrats, not older ones, but the modern-day communists, they're anti-humans. They may be genocidal maniacs who will kill 1 billion people. All those things are true. But they believe what they say. They genuinely believe what they say. They believe. They, when they get up there and they talk about something, what's something horrible? Abortion. When they get up there and they talk about a third trimester abortion, where you're killing that thing when the thing is crowning, you look at that and say to yourself, oh my gosh, that's horrible. You have to understand, they mean what they say. They believe it. Republicans, so many Republicans, especially older ones, ones we've had over the years, Republicans, much of the time do not. Let me tell you a secret. You have guns. You have any weapons? You like weapons? Like the Second Amendment? Maybe you're not a weapon person, but the chances are pretty strong you at least appreciate them. Do you have any idea how many elected Republican senators in Washington, D.C. would love to disarm you? They could never come out and do that because they would lose a primary election. But do keep in mind, in the wake of the Uvalde school shooting, immediately, Mitch McConnell ran to the microphone and announced his intention to work with Democrats on a gun control bill, and he didn't get a revolt in his party. 15 of them signed on to the bill. That's what they were willing to sign on to publicly. Do you know what they would sign on to if they didn't have to take heat for it? What do you think about the election? Let's talk about the election. What do you think about 2020? You think that election was on the up and up? Whatever degree you think any cheating took place, do you think that election was on the up and up? Probably not, right? Do you have any idea how elected senators, how they feel about you for feeling that way? If you bring up ballots, you bring up 100% precinct turnout, you bring up ballot drops at the end of the night, you bring up any of that, all those things that you can see on videotape. Again, we're not talking crazy wingnut conspiracy theories. You can see it on videotape. We have documentation showing in blue places like in Wisconsin, there are precincts that had 100% voter turnout. That never happens. It's not possible. You have any idea how many elected Republicans think you're an uneducated rube for thinking that way? They can't say that. They can't come out and say that. So they have to soft play it. The truth is, in the end, when Republicans are done being elected, when they decided, oh, it's my last term as a senator, I'm basically out of the game, the reason they go endorse Democrats is they have more in common with Democrats than they have in common with you. Democrats believe. Republicans fake it for your sake and my sake. All right. Now, let's deal with a little ghoulish hurricane coverage and some emails. Before we do that, let us do show the man, Mike Lindell, the proper respect, because he has taken a company that obviously everyone knows about MyPillows. Everyone knows about MyPillow products. The quality is legendary at this point in time. But he has chosen to wade into politics and fight for the values you care about and values I care about. And it has cost him immensely. It has cost him, I mean, shoot, has the FBI surrounded you while you're eating a burger and confiscated your phone? They did to Mike Lindell just because he has cared enough to fight against the system. And they still have a screaming deal right now on MyPillow footwear. Slips, slides, sandals, the My Slippers, moccasins. I love my moccasins. Remember, these things all have a 60-day money-back guarantee. If they're not as good as I tell you they are, send them back. They'll give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Use the promo code Jesse, if for no other reason than to tell Mike thank you. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. If you want to email me, you can. We're live. We're live. Even if Japan gets nuked, or us, we'll be live. I mean, I guess that's probably not true. If we get nuked, we probably won't be live anymore. But Chris, tell me that wouldn't be the most epic radio sign-off ever. I'd just be sitting here and then just... Anyway, if you want to email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, you can. We're going to get to some emails. I know. But I want to get to this first. Remember what we talked about before, about how cold these communists are, how anti-human the communists are. And I just wanted to play you a couple things again here, because it's important we remember what we're dealing with. If we don't ever understand what we're dealing with, we'll never be able to appropriately deal with them, right? Joe Biden, Dome, they saw Hurricane Ian was crushing Florida. And shout out and prayers to everyone in Florida right now. Withstanding a Cat 4 hurricane is no small affair. Believe me, we here in Houston understand what that is like, and that is no fun at all. So prayers to you guys for your recovery. But Joe Biden, Dome, when they were looking at the hurricane, and remember, this is universal. This is across the media. When they're looking at the hurricane, they don't think like you think. They don't look and see people losing everything, and get sad or have a moment of empathy or, boy, that's sorry. They just don't think in those terms. In fact, the death and loss of life, because they're going to try to attribute it to Heavy D, it excites them a great deal. Speaking of Heavy D, before we get to Dome and Joe, Heavy D, this is a little long, but I'm going to play it for you anyway because it's well done. The reporters in this country are so communist and so anti-human and ghoulish, they wanted 10,000 people to die in Florida. They were hoping for it. As of right now, death totals under 100 as of right now. That'll probably go over 100 once they figure everything out. But that's, for a state that size gets hit with a Cat 4 hurricane, that's tiny. That means they did it right. It means they really did it right. Here was this reporter very clearly wanting a higher death toll.
Do you stand behind Lee County's decision to not have that mandatory evacuation until the day before the storm?
Well, where was your industry stationed when the storm hit? Were you guys in Lee County? No, you were in Tampa. So that's, you know, they were following the weather track, and they had to make decisions based on that. But, you know, 72 hours, they weren't even in the cone. 48 hours, they were on the periphery. So you got to make the decisions the best you can. I will say, you know, they delivered the message to people. They had shelters open. You know, everybody had adequate opportunity to at least get to a shelter within the county. But, you know, a lot of the residents did not want to do that. I think for various reasons. Some people just don't want to leave their home, period. They're island people, whatever. But I think part of it was so much attention was paid to Tampa that I think a lot of them probably thought that they wouldn't get the worst of it. So, you know, they but they did. And I think it's easy to second guess them, but they were ready for the whole time and made that call when there was justifiable to do so.
Some of their neighboring counties, though, did have mandatory evacuations before Tuesday.
Well, right. But our neighboring, I mean, if you look at like Tuesday morning, they had moved the track down. Models started showing it going to like Sarasota, you know, so that's they did that. I was in Sarasota that day with them when they were expanding some of their evacuations. You know, Charlotte, I think, did the same thing either Monday night or Tuesday morning. So, you know, but don't forget Sunday, 11 a.m. advisory, it was going to go to Taylor County in North Florida. And so, you know, at some point you got to look to see kind of where this thing is going. So, yeah, no, I mean, I think that it's easy to say in hindsight. You know, we had most of our supply station in the Tampa Bay area. As that track moved, we shifted our response further south as well. Now, we said there would be impacts for sure. And even when it was going to hit North Florida, it's such a big storm, there was going to be impacts in southwest Florida as well. But the difference between impacts and having the eye go there is much different. And for most of Sunday, Monday, and even in the Tuesday, it was 100, 150 miles away from them.
That reporter wanted a lot of people to die. You don't have to give her the benefit of the doubt. She wanted a lot of people to die. She woke up, saw there was a hurricane, and thought to herself, man, it would be awesome if a bunch of people died. Then we could gain more political power by using that against Ron DeSantis. Joe Biden, he took a different tract. He wanted a lot of people to die because then maybe we'll wake up about climate change.
Our commitment to tackling the climate crisis, which threatens all of us, we're seeing the consequences of climate change around the world very vividly, including in the United States right now.
Dome wanted a lot of people to die so the Democratic Party could do more black outreach.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making.
And so women.
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity.
Understand you're dealing with anti-humans, with monsters. You are. You're a star. I've said it before. I'm not never going to stop saying it because it's true. When these people see a school shooting, they stand up and cheer. When they see a hurricane, as long as a Republican's governor, they hope it's really, really bad. They just do. All right. Well, anyway, let's move on. Let's do some emails. You know what? Let's do some calls maybe too. Don't suck, though. I've been gone for a few days. Don't suck. You can yell at me, though. Oh, and I have a question. I have a little personal story. I want to know if I'm a bad person. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Also, how's your energy level? Fellas, ladies, be honest. Are you needing that nap? Are you wanting the nap or are you needing the nap? Do you go for that coffee pod at 3 or 4 o'clock every afternoon? I am not pointing fingers. I have been there. Do you know a male vitality stack, fellas, from Chalk will turn that around for you with natural herbal supplements? Natural herbal supplements, not chemical filth. Ladies, a female vitality stack. Trying to lose some weight? Trying to feel better? More energy? Want to feel like you're 20 again? Go sign up for a Chalk subscription. They do a subscription thing now. It's brilliant. So you don't have to worry about reordering because I always run out before I remember to reorder. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off any Chalk subscription for life. For life. This is a limited time offer, by the way. They will take this away, and your subscription could be canceled at any time. You won't cancel it. You'll love it. Everyone does. I get emails every day, every single day. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Take some calls, have some fun, talk about this new gay movie, and am I a bad person? Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.